You know, Cam, I had a lot of people that commented on our talk after the win over Vincennes and how genuine you sounded and how, genuinely happy you sounded. And people, again, I wanted to touch on that a little bit because you transferred from Alabama A&M and you said you hadn't had a lot of wins last year. And now this year, you're going to the Nationals, and what a great feeling that was. Talk about that just a little bit.
Yeah, man. I went through a lot of things at Alabama A&M. It was very tough. It was a long season. And just to come here and see what winning is like, I kind of had somewhat lost the feeling of winning, like knowing how to win. Because I haven't won nothing like this since probably my sophomore year of high school. So last year, we made it to, like, the first game of the tournament. And, like, we was, like, the last seed. We ended up playing the best seed. And we ended up losing by, I can't even remember anymore. I forgot. But, like, now just me being here in this spot, like, it's a blessing just to be here and to win. It feels so good to win, man.
Well, and the thing is, and a lot of people, if they haven't played ball, and people that have played immediately are going to know what we're talking about. But you can get into a mindset when something goes wrong. You think, uh-oh. And if your team's been losing, you say, well, here we go again. Well, we were just waiting for this to happen. But if it's the other way around and you're conditioned into and you've got that mindset of winning, if something bad happens, you think, oh, well, that's nothing. We can get past this. We can get over this. We can climb past this. And it really is, they talk about, you've got to be fast. You've got to be a good shot. You've got to be able to defend. But really, a lot of it is what goes on upstairs in the old noggin.
Yeah, win is a mentality. You got to have a mentality to win. Some people want to win. Some people, wish to win. And some people just win. Some people make it happen. And I think here, we make it happen. And it's been proven for years now what's been going on here at Logan that, this is in our DNA, But, yeah, I mean, yeah, it's night and day. It's night and day from here and from my previous location,
yeah,
for sure.
And you talked about the coaching staff after the win over Vincennes on Friday night. And even, and I guess the best way to describe this I've heard it described this way before, a family type atmosphere. And you talked about the special relationship with Coach Smith Peters and how, Tim Ritchie and I sat, courtside for all the home games this year. And there were times when, you guys were not, best of buddies. I'm not saying that in a bad way, but he's trying to get you to do something and you're saying, but they're doing this. But at the end of the, when you guys embraced after that Vincennes game the other night, I felt like I wanted to go out there and wrap my arms around you. It was genuine. It was genuine emotion. It was joy. I couldn't see your face, but I could see his. And you guys really like each other, don't you?
Yeah, nah. Like, I love Coach Kyle for sure, for all he, he's done. And, I think I told him when I was giving him the hug after Vincennes, I told him, some coaches, especially in college, like, they can, they can take the confidence from a kid and make a kid not love the game of basketball anymore. And it's been times where I have felt that at my previous school, and just coming here is just, like, for sure, stuff has been hard and nothing's been given to me. But, like, he keeps giving me confidence, like, with some of the players going out this year. Like, I didn't think that, what we could do this year, and he's basically telling me, like, just be the best player you can be. And without him, give me that confidence, I don't know, and I just keep getting better and better. And then I have Clancy with me, or Coach Clancy. And then I got Coach Ty on me. And then I got even Marcus. Like, all those guys just, just really boost me up and boost everybody else up in the locker room for sure. But, like, it's just, like, they really give confidence and they give me hope that I can really, be the best player that I can be,
Now, you've had some big scoring games this year. You've had hit over 30 a couple of times, a few times. Vincennes, the three games with Vincennes, you didn't score a lot of points, but that game Friday night, You know, you had a lot of drives that, you know, didn't end the way you wanted them to end, the usual Cam Alford, you know, shot. But you still directed the offense. You still played good defense. Yeah. You made some great passes. And I think, to me, that's the mark of a true point guard. You don't have to score 15 points, but you might get four steals. You might get and I've always said this, too, and talk about that. You're a pretty good rebounding guard. You get a lot of rebounds. You're strong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. That compliment means more to me than what you know, because my whole life it's all been based on scoring. Before I got here, like, you can look in the past, my past numbers. Like, if I wasn't scoring, I was having a terrible game. I wasn't rebounding. I wasn't assisting. I was just having an all-around bad game and probably just ended up being benched. And for me to come here and understand that and you know what I'm saying, be shown how to really be a point guard and what it means to scoring isn't everything, I think, you know what I'm saying, that compliment shows that tremendous growth in my game. And, you know, my rebounding hasn't been where I wanted it to be. I get caught standing a whole lot. But, I mean, it's just like it's tremendous growth. And I think me being able to come back another year would be like a big thing for me to get better and just clean up on the things I need to touch up on. And I think I will have a complete all-around game next year.
Let's talk a little bit about this experience going to Hutch. I know you guys, you know, we were at the selection show Sunday night, and that was all well and good. But, you know, one of the things, and I think you said this to me, is back to work. So what have you guys been doing now? Has it been practice normal?
Yeah, like today we got after it for sure. Guys are a little sore. But we needed it. We got to come back to reality because, you know, our goal was to get to Hutch. But now that we at Hutch, like, we just come to Hutch just to say, oh, you know, we went to Hutch. We want to win it. You know, we're not going to be satisfied. We want that feeling again. You know, it's no better feeling than winning, like I said. So why not win this?
You know what? Why not us? Yeah, you know, one of the things that I like, too, is there are so many good players on this team, and I've said this before too, practices are sometimes battles, and people want to, you know, everybody wants to play, everybody wants minutes, and so people push each other. In a typical game or scrimmage or practice, you could have Sid going up against Jamar, you could have you going up against Dre, you could have Watkins going up against X. I mean, there's a lot of things that you could put people on people or matchups on matchups, and I think all that does is make you guys better.
And we're competing against the best each and every day. Like, I think you hit it right on the nose. Like, every day we don't have starters versus, you know what I'm saying, the bench. We just have teams. We got random teams, and we're always going against each other matchup-wise. So it's competing. No spot is guaranteed. If somebody out beats you this week, then, you know, that's what it's going to be. And I went through a stretch where I wasn't starting, and because I, you know what I'm saying, I wasn't doing what I was supposed to do. It's been a week. X, you know, he hasn't started, but he's embraced that role better than anybody I've seen. And then, you know, we just have a complete team, 1 through 13 guys. It's special.
Yeah, and X, you mentioned X, Xavier Ball. Boy, hasn't he embraced that coming off the bench role? I mean, he was the MVP the other night, and I mean, he was just burying shots. Have you ever seen a big guy with that much range?
Nah, X doesn't care whether he come off the bench 6-7, man. He going to come in, and the minutes he gets, he's going to show you why he is, you know what I'm saying, a top five player on the court, or he is one of the best players on the court just off his skills. His skill set is crazy, honestly. A 6'7" guy who can dribble, rebound, shoot, post up.
Take charges.
Play defense. Like, yeah.
How many charges did he take this year?
I know a whole lot.
I mean,
more than I can count.
Yeah, he led the team in taking charges, and it was at least once a game you would see this tremendous collision down underneath the basket, and I always knew who was going to be on the bottom with somebody laying on top of him. It was going to be X on his back taking another charge, and he excelled at that.
Yeah, that's just toughness. Taking charges, that's really tough. That's so how tough you are. Not fouling, not doing, just putting your body on line for the team. That's a big thing. That gets us going when he does that.
Now, we're talking to Cam Alford, the Johnny Logan Volunteers. Logan going to Hutchinson, Kansas to the Nationals. Going to play a week from tomorrow at noon. We'll call it high noon just to give it a little more drama. Don't know who you're going to play yet because Ranger and Coach Ice or whatever their name is, Coach Ice or whatever, plays that first. It'll probably be Ranger. That's what I'm, you know, thinking. But, you know, this is going to be exciting because now, I mean, you play in the conference. And you play Alney, or you play Wabash, you know, Lakeland. You kind of know what you're getting. Everybody knows everybody. But now you're getting into some uncharted territory, and you hear about guys, or, oh, they've got a real fast point guard, or, oh, they've got a big. Yeah, you want a big? Come check out the two bigs that Logan's got. I mean, yeah. Really, I mean, this is when it gets really fun, doesn't it, for a player?
Yeah, like, so especially this time, me and the guys, we always talking. This is what you come to junior college for, especially this is what you come to Logan for, is to showcase your talent against the best on the highest stage. So that's Hutch. So we understand the more we win is the more we are seen, and that's the better opportunity that we can get to where we want to go. You come to JUCO for two reasons. That's to win a national championship, and that's to be recruited. And our side of the bracket, how it's set up, I think it's a perfect setup because we are playing the best team. And then when we get to the championship, it's like, you know, we're the only basketball team that is, like, we're the only basketball that's being played right now. So Division I-wise, all eyes are on us.
That's right.
And so I think this is a perfect opportunity to be able to showcase what we're doing. When you play Ranger, and then you got South Plains next, and then you got Mineral, who we seen earlier in the year, we wasn't ourselves when we played them, and then in the championship, who knows who we'll play. And so it's like those games in a row, it's all about toughness right there. It's four games in 4 days, so yep. The tougher team is going to win.
Cam Alford's been our guest. Cam, always a pleasure, buddy.